Emily Goodstein here, your top nonprofits podcast host. Today, I'm talking about how to use Google Drive tools to develop your organization's content calendar. To get started, we're going to dive right in to the spreadsheet feature in Google Drive. So imagine it. You're at your organization, you know, Tuesday morning rolls around, and you're thinking, what are we supposed to be doing on social media today? How convenient would it be to just access a document that everyone could open easily using the web, flip to the page in the document that talked about that specific date, and looked at the social media calendar specifically for what you were supposed to be talking about on social media that day? That is what your organization's future could look like if you had a content calendar that was built using Google Drive documents. So specifically, the spreadsheet tool allows you to build a content calendar. It's probably the most flexible, malleable, customizable way to build out a content calendar using Google Drive. Spoiler alert, we're going to be talking in a second about how to use the Google Calendar feature as well, but I really want to spend a little bit more time talking about the spreadsheet feature. So ideally, you would build out the first column, so column A, with every day of the month, and you'd put the dates in the first column, and then I always actually like to put the day of the week in the second column, and this allows me to then customize my content for the day of the week. It allows me to put special content on the weekends. It allows me to schedule posts in advance for Throwback Thursday or Woman Crush Wednesday, for example. I have a client right now that I'm working with who doesn't post on Saturday because it's Shabbat, so we basically like gray out every Saturday on their content calendar. And then moving across the top of the chart, if you just visualize column C, would be a specific channel or a specific headline. So there's different ways to format the content calendar. I like to first talk about what the actual content is. So this week's theme, for example, is thank you to our donors. And then the next column over would be each channel. And so that could be as specific as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, blog, email, direct mail, website. You can get very, very specific. And so that takes us several columns over. And the spreadsheet that I'm talking about would also probably use a color coding system, which would then assign different tasks to different people on a team. And organizations do that in all different ways. Another great thing about the Google Drive spreadsheet tool is that you can actually leave like track changes notes or little comments using the review tool on Google Drive, and you can assign tasks to people that way, or you can create a dialogue and get feedback on something. Another way I love to use the spreadsheet tool is actually to put in, our headline is thank you to our donors. And then the next box might include a short link to a actual document hosted also on Google Drive, which would outline something in more detail. This type of spreadsheet I'm talking about is not the place for lengthy blog post drafts or anything like that, but it is a place to simply say, like, see our blog post draft, click here. So, a few different ways to use the spreadsheet tool. You can also build out a number of tabs across the bottom of your spreadsheet. Some organizations use those tabs to have like a month at a time, a quick month at a view tool. Other organizations actually organize the content by campaign, so you can actually have like a view of each campaign. And I've seen other content calendars where you actually use each tab for each channel. I want to hop over for a second to the Google Calendar tool. I have seen some really fantastic use of this tool for organizations who want to basically overlay each channel or their content calendar as its own Google Calendar. So there's this sort of area in the lower left-hand corner of the Google Calendar, and you can basically set up a special content calendar for all of your content. It can be color-coded by channel. You can easily invite people to a specific appointment as a way of assigning them to be responsible for posting something. You also can overlay each channel, if they're their own calendar, and see, you know, where do we have a blank space? Where do we have too much content? Do we have any in-person events or, you know, direct mail events? Or are there any national events going on that we need to know about that we want to make sure we build into our calendar? The beauty of using the Google Calendar is that you don't then have to go look at your own calendar. It's all right there in Google Calendar. So that is just a short overview of using Google, the Google Spreadsheet tool, the Google Documents tool, and Google Calendar to build yourself a really robust and concrete content calendar for your organization. The accompanying blog post to this podcast will include links of sample content calendars that I came across in my research for this podcast. So make sure you click through and check out some of those resources as well. Thanks for listening, and I would love your feedback on this podcast. So feel free to tweet at me at Emily Goodstein. And again, this is the Top Nonprofits Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.